Next weekend at Burnie, at the West Park, in fact, the Burnie Dockers are having a reunion for their 2002 NTFL Premiership team. The coach of that team was Nick Probert, who joins me now. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Martin. Good to be with you.
Yes, and I'm sure you're looking forward to next Saturday as well. People may forget, and as I did, that Burnie won five premierships in a row, 2001 through to 2006, and you coached the side in 02, 03 and 04, and the first of your triple premierships came in 2002.
Yes, that's right. It's a bit scary how time goes by, isn't it?
Yeah.
20 years And so here we are. We've decided it's time to get back together. We haven't really done too much over the journey as a group, and it's always a bit awkward, actually, because there were five in a row of what year to celebrate. You can't just do it every year. So we're doing one for the 2002 Premiership, and it'll be great. We're really looking forward to it.
And that was the NTFL as it was then, because the statewide league collapsed in about 2000, and then the Northern and Northwestern clubs went back to form an NTFL, and that was a very strong competition back then.
Yeah, it really was. That's exactly right. So there were five state league clubs in 2000, the three Launceston clubs, South Launceston, Launceston and North, as well as Devonport and Burnie, that then had jumped back in. The NTFL took those clubs back on board, so it was a competition that ran from Smithton through the coast all the way through to Launceston, and was really strong, yeah, at that point in time. And so, our history at Burnie was that we were going all right in the state league in 2000, and Mick McGowan had come down to coach in 2001. It was a very, very strong year where I guess it was a state league club full of state league players that had decided to stay together and went through that season nearly, I think it was undefeated. I can't quite remember, Martin. Yeah. But a very dominant team. Mick decided to go back to Melbourne, and I was asked to coach, and so that's how it all started in 2002.
Okay, now it's 20 years. You've got the reunion happening on next Saturday, so today week. It's a home game against Wynyard. Should be a good day.
It's always great to get back to West Park. It's just like any reunion. You catch up with people that you don't see regularly anymore, but it's amazing how quickly the time goes when you come back into a group and you're back amongst the same group of people. And I honestly don't remember a lot about that season. I know that it was a really interesting year because we really only just made it into the grand final. We were we had to go the long way. We were nearly out on our feet in a first semi-final. I think it was two or three goals down, and we're able to get into a preliminary final, and we finished, I think, third on the ladder that year. So we weren't expected to win, and who would have known at that point that we would go and win five in a row. But so it'll be good to see those guys again and really just do a little bit of old-fashioned reminiscing, mate.
Well, as I mentioned, you coached three premierships in a row, 2002, which we're celebrating 20 years for now, and there's possibly reunions coming up next year, the year after as well. But which one of those three for you was the most memorable, Nick?
This was a memorable one for me because I was a playing coach, and it was the first time I'd ever coached a footy team. And there was a lot of expectation at that point in time. It's hard to take over from a legend like Mick McGowan, and he was such a brilliant coach and mentor to everybody and so knowledgeable on the game. It was a pretty threatening environment to take on the mantle of coach post him. And it was a tough year as well, and so that's probably the most memorable. I know on the day as well, we were actually in the grand final against Ulverston, and we were behind in the first half and came good in the end. I was fortunate enough to win a medal on the day that day, and that's for me, I guess, the most satisfying of all of them. Set up the others, I guess.
And clearly I can understand why. The reunion's from noon till late is what I've been told, and we don't know how late's going to be, but it'll be a big day, no doubt.
Righto, yeah, we'll see how we go.
Okay, now if anyone hasn't been contacted by the club already, they should get in touch if they want to come.
Oh, 100%. Everybody welcome, not just the playing group. There were so many great people around the club at that point in time, and we'd love to see any Burnie people that would like to be... Yeah, I'd like to be there. It's an open invitation for anyone that would like to attend.
Good on you, Nick. Enjoy your big day next Saturday, and thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks very much, Martin.